Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Little Chicago brings us back. Thanks for hanging out with me. Norm Brodsky is our guest, folks. The legendary Norm Brodsky, senior contributing editor at Inc. magazine, co-author of The Knack, one of the great entrepreneurs of our time. Norm, I know that you like for folks to find you at Inc.com, but also you have a Twitter account, at Norm Brodsky.
That's correct, Jim.
So check that out, folks, if you want to follow him on Twitter. B-R-O-D-S-K-Y is how you spell his last name. Hey, Norm, we're talking about this, the entrepreneurial future. One of the things that you're I've been hearing other people talk about the concerns that they have about the kind of entrepreneurial ventures that are going on right now. Somebody, I was trying to remember where I heard this the other day. I heard some speaker say that America needs 500 companies that are going to grow right now, to come up the way Microsoft and Apple and Intel and some of those companies, Dell and Amazon. We need 500 of those companies right now so that 10 of them will turn into another Apple or Microsoft 10 to 15 years from now. And they're saying that they're concerned that we don't have those 500 in the hopper right now.
Oh, I think you have more than that. I mean, everybody wants to be the next Microsoft or Groupon or social networking companies that are starting up all the time.
But what they're saying is that 500 that are of the quality that those were.
But who knew what the quality of what those companies were when they started, Jim? It was just an idea somebody started in their home.
So you're not worried. You're not worried about that part then.
No, I'm really not worried about that part. When things are down and tough, everybody becomes a little naysayers. Mm-hmm. And when things are great, they're going to say, I told you so. But I'm telling you that there are young men and women in this country now starting businesses, and, a few of them will turn into the Microsoft type of companies. Mm-hmm. But most people who start a business just want to do it because they want to earn a living.
What do you think?
And they want to be independent.
Based on what you're seeing out there, what do you think Main Street's going to look like in, say, 10 years?
Well, that's a really interesting question, and the answer that I believe is that people want to be independent, and most people are going to start these smaller-type businesses where they can have a different life. They can work from their home, they can work from their computer, and they can work at what hours they deem fit, and they'll be able to spend more time with their family. So I see the future as brighter. I think that getting stuck in an office for 12 hours a day is not the best thing in the world, even though I've done it for most of my adult life.
Right.
But the younger people who are starting these new businesses, I think they have it right. They want more out of life than just doing that. They want sort of like a balanced life. And, I preach about balanced life.
Mm-hmm.
Your life plan should come before your business plan. And I think they may be getting it right, Jim.
Well, as I've said, Norm, your life and your business, when you're a small business, your life and your business weaves a fine seam between the two. And sometimes it's hard to know where you are. And that's the challenge, isn't it? That's what you were just saying.
It is definitely the challenge.
And you think the younger generation is doing a better job of it than you and I did.
I think they're starting on it. These new entrepreneurs, they're doing this. They're saying, a lot of them, I don't have to be Microsoft, and I don't have to be into it, and I don't have to be IBM, and I want to earn a decent living, I want to have my hours, I want to be free to do other things,
right.
And that wasn't our attitude as we entered this business world.
Mm-hmm.
So I think maybe they're going to get a little righter than we are.
Well, I think
I see a bright future.
I think you're probably right, but do you think that as this younger generation, earlier you were concerned about, you talk about being concerned about their stick-to-itiveness. You think that's just because not a generational thing, but an age thing. Maybe as they get a few more of these efforts behind them, or they get into their 30s, that they'll find something they like and stick to it.
I hope so. Yeah. I'm not so certain. I think that by the time you reach age 20, you're pretty much set your ideas and what you're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
So this new breed of entrepreneur is different.
It'll be interesting.
Not that it's bad. What's that?
Go ahead.
No, it's a different breed of entrepreneurship. And not that it's bad, it's just different. And I see some positives from it myself.
Like they said about the cowboy, he ain't wrong, he's just different, right?
Exactly.
Hey, Norm, thanks for being here. Good job today. Congratulations on the hotel. Good luck with the grand opening in 13 days.
Thanks a lot, Jim. And by the way, anybody wants to come up, they're invited.
It's in North Dakota, by the way, folks. Not just North Dakota.
Tioga.
It's North Dakota, Tioga. Norm Brodsky, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back tomorrow. I'll see you then.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.